Sophia Bakun. Thank you. Heads to the top of the
good evening and welcome to Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga, California. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today for game three of this six-game series against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Series tied up at one. Yesterday, the Rawhide took down the Quakes 6-4. In game one, it was a 5-1 ball game. On the mound for the Quakes is Peter Hubeck, right-handed pitcher for Rancho. Here's the starting lineup for the Rawhide that he'll be facing. Leading off in center field, Anderson Rojas, followed by the third baseman, Raquelman Cabral. Batting third and left is Christian Robinson. In the cleanup spot, it's the designated hitter, Christian Cerda. Batting fifth, behind the plate, David Martin. Followed by the first baseman, Gavin Contasello. Batting seventh at short, Jose Fernandez. Then the right fielder, Johan Benitez. And batting ninth at second base is Juan Corniel. On the mound for the Rawhide, Lorenzo Encarnacion, a right-handed pitcher today for the Hide. And here is the lineup for the Quakes that he's facing. Leading off at second base, Jose Azara, followed by the right fielder, Josue De Paula. Batting third and center, Kyle Nevin. In a cleanup spot in left field, it's Luis Rodriguez. Batting fifth at short, Ryan Doncon. Batting sixth behind the plate, Jorge Puerta. Batting seventh is the designated hitter, Simon Reed. Batting eighth at first is Dayton Dooney. And batting ninth for the Quakes at third base, Kenneth Betancourt. All right, Hubeck has finished up his warm-up pitches, and we are ready for first pitch. A little behind schedule, 6:34 right now. A little of a warm day here in Rancho. It will cool off because of the breeze. The wind is always blowing out towards right here. Currently 84 degrees in Rancho. Rojas batting from the left side. Hubeck, the right-handed pitcher, at the ready. And here's the first pitch of the game. Misses high and in, ball one. First pitch is at 6:35. Rojas batting 245 this season. He's been at left field and also in second this season. The pitch is swung on line towards left center field, gets down for a base hit. The center fielder, Nevin, slides to cut it off in front of the wall, but Rojas has plenty of speed. He cruises into second with a stand-up double, his 10th double of the year. Now, Raquelman Cabral will bat from the left side. He's been with the Rawhide for just over a week, and he's had a fantastic start, batting .393 so far, already has a home run and four doubles. Only two RBI, but could get a third here with Rojas on second. Catching for Hubeck today is Jorge Puerta. First pitch to Cabral is low in the dirt, ball one. Third baseman Kenneth Betancourt, the shortstop Ryan Doncon. Second base, Jose Azara. And at first, it is Dayton Dooney. From left to right in the outfield, Luis Rodriguez, Kyle Nevin, and Josue De Paula. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Count is 1-1. Calling balls with balls and strikes behind home plate is David Sabal. And on the bases is Tatum Littleton. Infield shading to the right, and the pitch is swung on and missed. The ball gets by the catcher. Rojas takes off for third, and he's safe there. It's going to be a wild pitch on Hubeck. So it was a breaking ball that Cabral waved at. The catcher, Puerta, was unable to keep it by home plate. It went maybe 5 feet to his right. Rojas, an aggressive base runner, took off, and it was a close play. Good throw, but Rojas is safe on the wild pitch. Rawhide threatening with nobody out and runner on third in the first inning. 1-2 to Cabral. Ground ball to the first baseman. Dooney picks it up. He'll tag first. Rojas scores, and the Rawhide lead 1-0 in the first inning. So Cabral doesn't get a hit, but he picks up his third RBI of the day, of the season, beg your pardon. One down. Base is empty for Christian Robinson. He's batting 253 this year. Yesterday, he did not play the full game. He only had two at-bats, was taken out defensively in the fourth inning. He swings the first pitch, a high chopper. Third baseman Betancourt cuts it off. He drops the ball, now throws to first, and Robinson too fast to have a mishap like that. It is ruled a hit for Robinson. Again, like I mentioned, he has a lot of speed. The only chance for him to make a play there was if Betancourt could field that cleanly, but it was not a hard hit ball. He had a range quite a bit, really to where the shortstop normally would come in on the ball. One away, runner on first, and the designated hitter, Christian Cerda, is at the plate. Pickoff attempt at first. Robinson is back safely diving. Pitch to Cerda. It is low and in, ball one. Hubeck is 2-5 this season with a 4.38 ERA. This is his 15th start of the year for the Quakes. And his third against the Rawhide. Another pickoff attempt at first. Robinson's back safely diving. That was the second disengagement in this at-bat. So two pickoffs and only one pitch so far to Cerda. 1-0 is in, ball two. This is the third time that Hubeck has faced the Rawhide this season. The two games prior, he's 0-2 with a 9 ERA, allowing 6 runs on 4 hits with 4 walks. The pitch to Cerda swung on, one hopper to the shortstop, flips to second for one, on to first in time for an inning-ending double play. But the Rawhide do score first, 1-0, heading into the bottom half of the first inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
Encarnacion on the mound for the Rawhide. First pitch to Jose Azara. Towering fly ball into left field. Robinson overruns it, but he's able to adjust. It was a big adjustment he had to make, though. He was going towards the foul line, realized he probably overran that by at least 5 feet, maybe 10. But was able to adjust to his glove side to make the catch. One pitch, one out for Encarnacion, right-handed pitcher for the Rawhide today. Here's Josue De Paula batting from the left side. Infield shading to the right, and the pitch is a little low. Catching for Encarnacion today, David Martin at third base, Raquelman Cabral. Shortstop is Jose Fernandez. Second baseman Juan Cornell, and at first it is Gavin Conticello. The pitch to Paula lined into center field, a base hit. Rojas gets in to hold him to a single. In left field, Christian Robinson. Center fielder, Anderson Rojas. And in right, it is Johan Benitez. Runner on first, one away for the center fielder, Kyle Nevin. Encarnacion is 0-1 with a 2.29 ERA. The pitch misses low and out. Nevin batting 322 this season. Encarnacion joined the Rawhide in late May, made his first start with them on May 31st. The pitch is outside. His last appearance was against Inland. He was not a part of the decision, but threw five scoreless innings at that, only giving up two hits, two walks, and struck out six. The pitch, called strike at the knees, 2-1 now. This is the first time that Encarnacion is facing Rancho this season. Two, one. Big swing and miss and an inside pitch. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Glove at the belt. The pitch fouled off into the netting. So Encarnacion, this is his fifth start of the season with the Hide. Again, 0-1, a 2.29 ERA. He's thrown 20 innings for the Rawhide, striking out 20 while walking 7. Two, two. Fouled off right side. Sun is setting down the third base side, so there's just a little bit of shadows in the foul territory on third base, and there's some shadows from the trees, much like at San Juan Stadium in Inland Empire. It's not kind of a block of shade that comes over like it is at Valley Strong Ballpark. It's rays of shadows, if you will, from the trees. Still waiting on the 2-2, one down. Infield shading slightly to the left. The pitch, low and out. Left fielder Robinson playing very shallow. Encarnacion, 5'11", 180 pounds. Right-handed pitcher, he'll turn 22 in November. 3-2, runner takes off, the pitch is inside, ball four. Nevin draws a one-out walk to put runners on first and second. One down for Luis Rodriguez, he's batting 235 this season. He'll bat from the right side. Ground ball could still end this inning with one away. Infield shading just slightly to the left. First pitch to Rodriguez is a line drive on the right field side. Benitez giving chase. It is over the right field wall. Line drive home run for Luis Rodriguez puts the Quakes on top 3-1 in the bottom of the first inning. Just the second home run that Encarnacion has given up this season, and the first home run for Rodriguez this year. First pitch to Doncone is popped up on the third base side. Cabral, the third baseman, underneath it and makes the catch on the infield grass for the second out. Here is the catcher, Jorge Puerta. Puerta is batting 244 this year. Pitch misses. Encarnacion was signed as a free agent in January of 2021 by the D-backs. Started that year in the Dominican Summer League as the pitch is swung on, lined into left field. Lands in front of Robinson for a two-out base hit. Third hit of the day for the Quakes. Designated hitter Simon Reed steps to the plate. Yesterday he had his first hit of the season with the Quakes. He actually had a multi-hit game too. Went 2-for-4. Really could have been 3-for-4, but he was robbed of a base hit by Donier Sanabria, who was in right field yesterday. Pitch misses low, ball one. Last year, Encarnacion started the season in the Complex League. He did come to Visalia for one relief appearance. But this year, he's now in the starting rotation since he's joined in May. The pitch is swung on and missed. Count is 1-1 with two away. Puerta has two stolen bases in four attempts this year. And the pitch. Low in the dirt. Two-one. Breaking ball swung on and missed again. 2-2. Encarnacion, on the most pitches he's thrown in an outing is 78 this year. The pitch fouled off. He really does stay around the 70 mark. 72, 76, 61, and 78 are the four pitch counts that he's had so far. And he's been able to go fairly deep for the Rawhide, or at least deep compared to what the rest of the starting rotation's been able to do. The 2-2 misses low and in ball three. The most innings he's thrown is 5 2/3. He's thrown five innings twice and four once. Three balls, two strikes, two away. The runner on first, Puerta, will be off on the pitch. Here he goes. It's a deep fly ball right side, but very, very foul into the fun zone down the right side. So we'll do the 3-2 again. Payoff pitch, grounded foul again. Sergio Gutierrez, the bullpen catcher today, already heading down into the pen just in case. So like I mentioned, Encarnacion can probably go about 80 pitches, but every organization has a certain amount of pitches you're allowed to throw in an inning as the pitch is swung on and missed strike three. Luckily, Encarnacion did not hit that yet. But that was why Goody was walking down to the bullpen. Three-run score, three-run blast for Luis Rodriguez, his first home run of the season. 3-1 ball game, Quakes lead. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
At Valley Star Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
Three to one ball game in the second inning. Quakes lead. David Martin batting from the left side. Hubeck is back on the mound for his second inning of work. He did give up a run off of two hits. Here's the pitch to Martin. It's outside, ball one. Pitch is swung on line towards left field. The left fielder, Rodriguez, dives. He misses the ball. It goes all the way by him, rolls to the wall. Martin heading for second, rounds second base, but he'll stay right there. David Martin already in scoring position for the Rawhide. Gavin Contesello bats from the left now. Conicello batting 203 this year. Infield shifting to the right against the first baseman. The pitch fouled off. Again, this is Hubick's 15th start this season. He's thrown 52 innings for the Quakes this year. Pitch is fouled off. In those 52 innings, he has struck out 71 while walking 29. Opponents are batting 169 against him this year. Oh, 2. Breaking ball swung on and missed strike three. Contesello strikes out on three pitches for the first out of the second. First strike of the day for Hubeck. Here's the shortstop, Jose Fernandez. He'll bat from the right side. The runner on second is still David Martin. The pitch, low and out. Fernandez batting 242 this year. Yesterday he was at second base and did not play in the first game of the series. 1-0. Swung on and misses a ball low in the dirt. Shift to the right in the outfield, and they're playing a little bit shallow. One-one. Slow ground ball, third baseman. Betancourt has it, feels it on the infield grass. The throw to first beats Fernandez by a step. Martin stays at second base. Brings up Johan Benitez as a switch hitter for the team. He'll bat from the left against the righty. And a pitch clock violation on Johan Benitez, which means he has an 0-1 count already. The pitch outside gets by the catcher completely. It looked like he got crossed up there, and Martin takes third. It's a pass ball. I mean, the catcher, Puerta, and Hubeck just got together really quickly. He definitely was just crossed up, did not know that Hubeck was throwing the ball on the outside part of the plate. It was catchable. It just didn't even hit his glove. Two away, runner on third, 1-1 count. And the pitch, swung on and missed. Again, this is the third time that Hubeck's facing the Rawhide in his two appearances. He's only thrown six innings total, allowing six runs on four hits, four walks, but he did strike out 12. One, two to Benitez, tap or foul. Hubeck was a third round pick in 2021, the 101st overall pick in the draft out of Gilman High School in Baltimore, Maryland. No shift in the infield. 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Benitez strikes out to end the inning. So the Rawhide had a man in scoring position to start off the inning, but two strikeouts and a ground out keeps it a 3-1 ball game. Bottom half of the second will come up next. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
First pitch, Dayton Dooney is a ball inside. 3-1 ball game. Rancho leads. Bottom of the second inning, Encarnacion's in his second inning of work. The pitch is out, ball two. Gave up three runs off a homer in the first inning as Rodriguez's first home run of the year. Pitch to Dooney. High chopper, third baseman Cabral has it on the second hop. The throw to first in plenty of time. One away. He gave up three hits in the last inning and also walked a batter. Here's Kenneth Betancourt, the third baseman. He's batting .298 this year. One down, nobody on for the number nine batter. Pitch is a breaking ball on the outside part of the plate for a strike. One. Strike. Low outside corner again. Time is called by Betancourt. So because of the funky schedule where the Rawhide started playing here on Wednesday instead of Tuesday, Encarnacion is pitching a day later than normal. He's usually been the Thursday night starter ever since he joined the team. 0-2. Grounded foul, third base side. O2, popped up behind our press box. He steps and delivers the 0-2, outside ball one. Good waist pitch. Less than 30 minutes into this ball game, the pitch is fouled off again, third base side. A little bit more shadows over left field, but still a lot of sunlight on the right side of the field. Benitez, the right fielder, will be dealing with the sun for the longest amount of time. One, two, fouled off. Pitch is fouled off yet again. Long at bat here by Betancourt with only a 1-2 count. I believe this will be the eighth pitch of the at bat. Here it is. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Encarnacion wins the battle on eight pitches. He strikes out Betancourt for his second strikeout of the day and second out of the inning. That strikeout and every strikeout is brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill in crust we trust. Jose Azara batting from the right side, two away. Here's the pitch. It misses outside ball one. One-0 to Azara. There's a strike. He flied out to left field in his first at-bat. He swung at the first pitch from Encarnacion, though. One-1. Breaking ball. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Infield shading just slightly to the left. No real shift in the outfield. Here's the pitch. Popped up. First base side, foul territory. Condicello gives chase, but it reaches the grandstands. One, two. Swing and a miss, strike three. Back-to-back K's for Encarnacion. And a 1-2-3 inning of work. Quakes still lead 3-1 as we go into the third. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
First pitch to Juan Cornell fouled off on the third base side. Top of the third inning, 3-1 ball game, and the pitch is lined very... It's ripped down the first base side, but it's foul, 0-2 count. Hubeck in his third inning of work. 0-2, breaking ball. Fought off by Cornell. Count is still 0-2. Hubeck, his last appearance was against the Lake Elsinore Storm. He allowed just one hit over five scoreless innings. He took the win. The pitch swung on and missed strike three. A high fastball that he waved at. One away. Nobody on in top of the order. Anderson Rojas is at the plate. He doubled into center field in his first at bat. Really left center field. Right versus left matchup, the pitch. Line down the right field side, a base hit. Goes all the way into the corner. Rojas heading for second. Right fielder DePaula now picking it up, and Rojas has two doubles today. Make it 11 on the year for the center fielder. Runner in scoring position. One down for Raquelman Cabral. He grounds it out to first in his first at-bat, but it was when Rojas is on third, so it scored a run, and the only run so far for the Hyde. Top of the third, they trail by two. Infield shading to the right. First pitch, swung on and missed. It gets by the catcher. Rojas heads for third. Wild pitch on Hubeck. This is almost the exact same situation that happened in the first inning. Rojas doubles and then advances to third on a wild pitch. We'll see if he's able to score with Cabral at the plate again. 0-1, one down. Ground ball, third base side, but foul. It's not a very hard hit ball at all, but it was very close to placing it where it might have just barely hit the third base bag fair, and Rojas would have been able to score. Again, the infield is shifting to the right, so if he can slap a ball the other way down the third base side, it'll be extra bases for him, especially with the left fielder Rodriguez playing a little bit shallow and over. 0-2 count, Hubeck delivers. Swung on and missed strike three. Another high fastball that gets a Rawhide hitter. Two away, and here's Christian Robinson. Robinson had an infield single in his first at-bat. First pitch to him. Strike at the belt. Ground ball, third base side. Gets through into left field, an RBI single. Bouncing ground ball in the 5-6 hole. Found its way to the grass, and the Rawhide now only trail by one. 3-2 ball game in the top of the third. Robinson has a two-hit night. Christian Cerda, who grounds it into a double play, will bat from the right side, batting .239 this season. He's caught the last two games for the Rawhide, now the designated hitter today. Robinson off on the first pitch. It's fouled off into the netting. He'll have to go back to first. Robinson, about two-step lead off of first base. The pitch, fouled off again, 0-2. The bullpen catcher for the Quakes is starting to walk down to the bullpen. Hubeck still under 35 pitches thrown. O-2. Breaking ball that misses low. Scoots to the right from the catcher. Robinson takes second on the pass ball. Now a runner in scoring position for Cerda. One ball, two strikes. One, two. Swung on and missed strike three. Three strikeouts in the inning for Hubeck. Rahai do pick up a run because of a double and a single. 3-2 ball game, bottom half of the third. Coming up, you're listening to Rahai Baseball.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Quakes lead 3-2, bottom of the third inning. First pitch to DePaula misses, low ball one. DePaula singled into center in his first at bat. Infield shifting to the right, outfield to the left. Encarnacion on the mound for his third inning as the pitch misses low. A lot more shadows on the field. It's almost completely taken over the infield grass. Still a lot of sunlight and right. The pitch fouled off. Two balls and a strike, and Encarnacion so far has given up three runs off of three hits. Pitch is grounded to the second baseman. Corniel's there, takes his time to throw to first. One down. Here's Kyle Nevin. Center fielder today for the Quakes. He walked in his first at bat. It's the only walk that Encarnacion's given up today. The pitch, inside ball one. Kyle Nevin, of course, the son of Phil Nevin, the manager for the Los Angeles Angels. And Phil was actually here yesterday, only the second time this season that he's been able to come to a game. The pitch is ripped to the shortstop. Fernandez backhands it on one stop. The throw to first in time. Luis Rodriguez will bat from the right. He's the one that had the home run in the first inning. He's the reason why three runs are on the board for the Quakes. It was his first home run of the year, and he picked up RBI 3, 4, and 5. The pitch fouled off behind the plate. The home run off the bat, I thought it was going to maybe be off the wall. I did not think it had the distance. It was just a line drive, opposite field homer. The pitch, breaking ball, misses in. It is 330 down the foul lines, 401 to straightaway center. The pitch, line drive right side again. This time it's foul. One ball, two strikes. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. 1-2-3 inning of work again for Encarnacion. Picks up another strikeout brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria. We're going into the fourth with the Rawhide trailing 3-2. And on the play-by-play for the next three innings will be Joey Gonzalez. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on the rawhidebaseball.com. Joey Gonzalez with you for the fourth, fifth, and sixth innings here from Rancho Cucamonga. We get ready to go here in the top of the fourth inning. David Martin leading things off for the Rawhide. Game three of the six-game series. The series pushed back a day backwards due to the 4th of July. So we have game three on a Friday night. Martin will get ready for the upcoming pitch on the way, the delivery on the way, and that one goes on the inside corner for a ball. Two balls, no strikes here for Martin. It's going to be 5, 6, and 7 coming up for the Rawhide. Martin, Conicillo, and Fernandez. David Martin, one of two doubles by the Rawhide in this ballgame. Hits the left side of the infield, diving on his Rendon Con. It's going to go off of his mitt and slide into outfield. And as a result, it's a leadoff single for David Martin, and he's 2-for-2 to begin the day. So nice piece of hitting there by David Martin, a guy who doesn't like to overcomplicate things. Likes to see the ball, hit the ball, and that's exactly what he does right there. Goes opposite field, hits to the left side of the infield, and as a result, the Rawhide have the tying run over at first base with Gavin Conicillo at the dish. Conicillo watched that one go outside for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Peter Hubick still on the mound for Rancho. Three complete innings, five strikeouts, 39 pitches. This will be pitch number 40 for Gavin. The delivery on the way for Conicillo lifts that one into right field. Retreating backwards is DePaula. And he moves about two steps and makes the grab underneath that one for out number one here in the fourth inning. So with one away now, it's going to bring up the shortstop Jose Fernandez to the plate. Jose Fernandez with a 5-3 ground out back in the second inning. Looking to get something going from the right side of the batter's box. Hubeck will look over at first base. Not a very big lead over there on first for Martin. Takes a minor lead after the pitch, and Hubeck's pitch goes high for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Inside pitch there for Jose Fernandez. Fernandez, we've seen a lot of him on the left side of the infield, shortstop, third base. Finding himself over at shortstop today. And inside pitch goes in there for a strike. One ball and one strike. Jose Fernandez is viewing a shift out in outfield. The shift is going out to the right side of things here at Lowmark Field. Hubeck working from the stretch since the start of this inning, and an inside breaker goes inside for ball two. Two balls and one strike to Fernandez. Jose's batting 241 on the season, two home runs, 20 RBIs, and trying to at least advance David Martin into scoring position. A nice little hitter's count here for Jose. The 2-1 pitch on the way from Hubeck. A high chop to the left side of the infield. Scooped up. Throw down to first, and this one is in time. What a throw there. An athletic play there by Kenneth Betancourt. He was running over into foul territory. And a beautiful throw down to first base. Jose Fernandez couldn't get down there in time. Kenneth Betancourt off his back foot throws it across the diamond. About a one-hopper there. And barely beats out Fernandez for the second out of the inning. So for the second time today, Jose Fernandez has sat down from Kenneth Betancourt, and that's going to bring up Johan Benitez to the plate. And now it's going to be a ball in the dirt, and keeping in front of it there is Jorge Puerta and prevents David Martin from advancing over to third base. Four combined wild pitches or pass balls for this Quakes team so far. Jorge Puerta's had two pass balls and two wild pitches from Peter Hubeck. David Martin with a minor lead over there at second base. Nobody holding him on in scoring position. Benitez will watch that one go low for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Hitters count here for Johan. Left-handed hitter here for the Rawhide. Johan bats with a little bit of a semi-open stance with that right foot off the ground. The delivery on the way, and he tries to send that opposite field, and it's going to go foul and out of play to the left side of the ballpark. The Quakes house on the third base side. Meanwhile, the Rawhide are housed on the first base side, similar to back home at Valley Strong, where the away team is over on the first base side. Johan Benitez, two balls in a strike with two away. The Rawhide has six hits in this ball game, and the ball's in the dirt, and it's lost by Jorge Puerta. And advancing over to third base will be David Martin. And just like that, the Rawhide are 90 feet away from tying up this ball game. And time will be called here for Johan on a three-ball, one-strike count. 3-1, two-way. The Rawhide have stranded runners in both the second and the third inning. Visalia has scored a run in both the first and the third. Meanwhile, the Quakes, three runs have all come in the first inning. Quakes are on top, 3-2. The pitch on the way. This one's on a line. Goes over the head of Rendon Cole. Diving on it is Luis Rodriguez. Keeps it in front of him. And it is an RBI single for Johan Benitez. And just like that, we are tied up at three apiece in the top of the fourth inning. Nice patience there by Johan. A three-ball, one-strike count there. A hanging ball connects the barrel of the bat and just out of reach is Rendon Cole. Trying to show his vertical on that one just past the top of his mitt. And as a result, it's an RBI single with two-way here in the inning. And we go to the bottom of the order where it's Juan Cornell at the plate. Cornell 0-for-1 on the day. Struck out back in the third inning. However, he is second in the California League with five triples of his own. A guy with a lot of speed, and he has a guy over at first base at the moment. Swing and a miss for Juan, and he's behind the count. No balls and two strikes. Cornell batting 220, finds himself over at second base today. A slight shift in center field to the right. Benitez is in motion. The throw down to second is in time. What a throw there by Jorge Puerta. The tag was applied by Jose Izarra, and the inning will come to a conclusion, but not before the Rawhide are able to score one run. One run, two hits, and no errors with one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning where the Rawhide and the Quakes are tied up at three apiece. We go to the bottom of the frame. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on ValleySports.com. Back in Rancho Cucamonga, California, between a Cal-South matchup between the Rawhide and the Quakes. Lorenzo Encarnacion remains on the mound for the Rawhide. Three complete innings. He's pitched 51 pitches with four strikeouts. Jill mentioned earlier about 80 pitches would be the expected number to where we could see Lorenzo Encarnacion on the mound. Rain Doncon will lead things off for Rancho, as it'll be Doncon, Puerta, and Reed. Rendon Cohn popped out to left field back in the first inning, in an inning where it saw seven of the nine Rancho batters come up to the plate. A slider misses outside for ball two, two balls and a strike. Doncon finds himself over at shortstop today. 3-for-8 here in the series, and a pretty good last couple of games recently for Doncon as he fouls that one left of the third base bag, and the count will now go two balls and two strikes. Doncon finds himself on a six-game hit streak, looking to make it seven today. 0-for-1 on the day, as mentioned just a couple moments ago. So just one base hit away from making it seven. The delivery on the way from Encarnacion, a breaking ball, and that one is going to hit Doncon, and it's a leadoff base runner for the Quakes. David Martin looks like he's in a little bit of shock here. We'll see what the discussion is. Maybe the ball bounced before it hit Doncon. He didn't have the biggest reaction, and manager D. Gardner has made his way out to the field, and he's talking with the first base umpire, Tatum Littleton. So D. Gardner trying to plead his case here as Doncon just walks down over to first base. If it stands here, Doncon will be on first, and that will bring up Jorge Puerta to the plate. So D. Gardner trying to make his voice heard right here. And Cornelacion awaits alone at the slab at the pitcher's mound. So Gardner's conversation will come to a conclusion. He'll jog back over to the Rawhide dugout, and Rendon Cohn will be over on first base, and that's going to bring up the catcher, Jorge Puerta, to the plate. So leadoff base runner here for the Quakes, and this is their first base runner since the first inning, where the last guy to get on base, it was this guy right here, Jorge Puerta. The last two innings had gone down in order for the Quakes, three up, three down. And Cornelacion looks over the shoulder and throws a slider that misses in the opposite batter's box. That's backhand stabbed by David Martin. Puerta batting 247, one home run, 20 RBIs. He does have some speed on himself, two stolen bases on the year. Cornelacion will deal from the stretch once again misses in the opposite batter's box. And now the catcher, David Martin, will make his way out to the mound and have a quick word with Lorenzo. David Martin behind the plate for the first time in this series. We've seen Christian Serna behind the dish for the last two games. And for this game three, it's going to be David Martin catching the balls and strikes for the pitcher, Lorenzo Encarnacion. Christian Serna is in the lineup. He's over at the DH spot. We've got to see him a couple times already in this ball game. Now the home plate umpire, David Sabal, is going to make his way out to the mound. But before Sabal could even make it there, David Martin had enough with his pitcher, and he makes his way back behind home plate, and Jorge Puerta is ready to go again. Two balls, no strikes, with no outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Quakes and the Rawhide tied at three apiece in a series that is currently split at the moment. Puerta gets underneath that one, pops it up to the right side of the infield. Conicello looks like he wants it, and finally calling it off there was Juan Corniel, and a little bit of a miscommunication there. The ball is going to drop foul at the first base side, And the at-bat will continue for Jorge Puerta. Second time in this ballgame, seems like there's been a little bit of miscommunication between the Rawhide defense, and the ball will drop, and Puerta will take that one, and he'll get ready to see another pitch. Never like to see the second chance opportunities like that, especially when you have a chance to put a batter away. And now Lorenzo will throw back over to first base, while Gavin will make the catch. Conicillo doesn't apply the tag. And as a result, just sticking a foot back in there is Rendon Cohn. Two balls and a strike, no outs. Lorenzo working from the stretch early in the inning, and this one's going to be sent into center field. It's dropping quickly, and that one's going to be just out of reach of Anderson Rojas. And throwing the ball back in, it's going to go over to the second base side. Juan Cornejo's going to scoop that one up, and going from first to third is Rendon Cohn. Another bit of just kind of hesitation by the Rawhide defense out there in center field. It looked like Rojas didn't know what to do with the ball, just trying to sling it on in there. Juan Cornejo had to go and retrieve that ball, which was sailing over to the first base side. And now Don Cohn is 90 feet away from giving the Quakes another lead in this ball game. Now the pitching coach, Tyler Mark, is going to make his way out to the mound and have a quick word with Lorenzo Encarnacion. As a result of this mound visit, it's a Sean team mound visit, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Sean team, where community matters. So Tyler Mark will have a word with his entire infield, and the Rawhide still without an out here with runners on the corner. So Don Cohn over at third, Puerta over at first, and the home plate umpire David Sabol will make his way out to the mound and break up the little powwow at the pitcher's mound. David Martin will make his way back behind home plate. We're ready to go once again, where Simon Reed will get ready to go. It's now the third batter of the inning here for the Quakes. The left-hander will get ready to go, batting 167. Had his first two hits with Rancho yesterday. The pitch on the way from Encarnacion. This is outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Simon Reed appearing in his fourth game of the year. Encarnacion will get ready for the pitch. Puerta with a small lead over at first. And the slider misses outside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Lorenzo has currently surpassed the 60-pitch mark. We'll see how much longer he will go in this ball game with runners at the corners. Delivery on the way from Encarnacion. That one's going to be scooped up by Conicillo. Throws down a second. Fernandez back over to first. And Lorenzo Encarnacion was in the way of Gavin Conicillo. It would have been a 3-6-3 double play. And instead, it's going to be a 3-6 fielder's choice. And there's only one away. You could look at that play several ways. Gavin could have just stepped on first before going down to second. And instead, he threw out the runner at second. And I think Lorenzo thought that Gavin Conicillo would get out of the way so he could go over there for a 3-6-1 double play. And instead, he cuts off his own first baseman. And as a result, there's still one away, and it's the number 8 batter, Dayton Dooney, at the plate. The Quakes' first baseman has a chance with the inning still alive. And a pretty good situation right here. No balls and a strike with one away. So about three miscommunications already by this Rawhide defense, but still without a run here in the bottom of the fourth inning. That's the bright side for the Rawhide. But the downside is you got runners on the corners, a heavy hack for Dayton Dooney, and he finds himself behind in the count, no balls and two strikes. Dayton is 1-for-4 here in the series. 0-for-0 yesterday as he came in as a pinch hitter. So that one hit came in Wednesday's game. Getting the days confused here with the late start. The pitch on the way. And now just misses outside for ball one. One ball and two strikes. Just missed the black there, says home plate umpire David Sabol. And Dooney will get ready to see another pitch. Kenneth Betancourt awaits on deck. The third baseman batting 3-for-7 in the series. One ball, two strikes, one away, and a slider misses outside for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. The Quakes have led since the bottom half of the first inning when it was a three-run blast from Luis Rodriguez. And Encarnacion will stare down his catcher along with Dayton Dooney. 2-2 delivery on the way from the stretch, and another slider misses outside for ball three, and the Cal will go full with one away. It looks like three straight sliders from Encarnacion, unable to find the batter's box, and in fact, all three of the last pitches have gone in the dirt, and they've just been backhanded by David Martin. Payoff pitch with one away. The delivery, man in motion. That one misses outside. It's going to be blocked by David Martin. Here comes the man home. Rendon Cole slides on in. And the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes take back the lead. It's now 4-3 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Wild pitch there for Lorenzo Encarnacion. And runner at second and runner at first. Reed will advance over to second base. Dayton Dooney's over at first on the walk. And it looks like a little bit of movement starting to get going over in right field where the Rawhide bullpen is housed on the third base, the first base side. Runners on first and second. Before we go to the top of the order, it's Kenneth Betancourt. As that one's going to be fouled backwards, and the count goes no balls and a strike. So here in the bottom of the fourth inning, where both teams have now scored a run. The Rawhide scored one in the top of the fourth, and then the Quakes respond with a run of their own. Encarnacion's pitch on the way, and that one's lined in the left field, dropping quickly. Christian Robinson's in front of that one. They're going to hold up the runners at third, and it's going to be bases loaded for Rancho with still one away, and we're going to the top of the order for Jose Izarra. So a nice piece of hitting there for Kenneth Betancourt. That's a nice batter to have to get you back to the top of the order. And here comes Jose Izarra, who's hitless in the series, but in a really good opportunity to get RBI number 26 of the year. 4-3 is the score here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Lorenzo Encarnacion, 71 pitches. Pitch number 72, and that one's hitting the gap in right field. It's dropping, and that one's going to be out of reach of Johan Benitez. One run's going to come home. Here comes Reed. Here comes Dooney. Betancourt will hold up over at third base, and it is a two-run RBI for Jose Izarra, his first base hit of the series. And the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes now lead 6-3 in the bottom of the fourth inning. A gapper into right center field as the sun gets ready to set. Two runners in scoring position, and it is Josue DePaula, the right fielder who's 1-for-9 in the series with a single today. Gets ready for the pitch, the delivery on the way. That one misses in the dirt, and that one's going to be blocked by David Martin. And the count will now go 1-0. DePaula, in the month of June, has 6 doubles, which currently leads Rancho Cucamonga. Batting 217 with a home run and 12 RBIs. Infield playing in, trying to prevent another run from coming home. There's still one away. And this one's hit right up the middle, out of reach. And the infield in comes in to bite the Rawhide. Betancourt comes in. Jose Izarra will walk on home as well. And another two-run RBI for Josue DePaula. And the score is now 8-3 in the bottom of the fourth inning. So the runs beginning to stack on here. It's now 5 runs in the bottom of the fourth for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Manager D. Garner is making his way out to the mound, and that will be the conclusion of Lorenzo Encarnacion's day. So he gets one out here in the inning, but he gives up 5 runs. We have a pitching change from Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga. When we come back, we will have the new numbers. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on RawhideBaseball.com. Well, back to Rawhide Baseball on rawhidebaseball.com. An outside pitch from the new pitcher, Luis Tejeda, on the mound for the Rawhide. So the second pitcher used by manager D. Garner. So Lorenzo Encarnacion's day comes to a conclusion after giving up five runs in the bottom of the fourth inning. Before we give you Tejeda's number, we'll go into Encarnacion first. But before we give you all those numbers, it is the center fielder Kyle Nevin at the plate. One ball, no strikes. Take an inside pitch for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. So Encarnacion's day comes to a conclusion after 3.1 innings pitched. Gives up seven hits, eight runs. All eight were earned. Walked two, struck out four, and gave up a home run. Luis Tejeda's third pitch of the ball game is fouled off to left side by Nevin. So Luis Tejeda appearing in his 18th game of the year with a 7.45 ERA. He does have four decisions on the year. He is 0-4. He's pitched 29 innings, and he has struck out 31 batters, 20 batters walked this season. So those are the numbers for the new pitcher. Hits the left side of the infield. That one's going to be scooped up by the newcomer, Cabral. It's going to be for second, for one, down to first, a double play, 5-4-3 DP, and that will finally end the inning, and we are through four innings of work. Four hits, five runs, nobody left on base with no errors, and the Quakes have blown this game open. It's now 8-3 as we go to the top of the fifth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on rawhidebaseball.com. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on rawhidebaseball.com. Joe Gonzalez with you as we begin the top of the fifth inning, and leading things off for the Rawhide is the second baseman, Juan Cornell. And the Rawhide have some work to do after giving up a five-run fourth inning. And it will be tasked with Juan Cornell to lead things off. 0-for-1 on the day with a strikeout back in the third inning. Cornell was batting back in the fourth inning. However, a stolen base caught stealing by Johan Benitez resulted in Cornell coming back up to the plate to begin this top half of the fifth inning. Cornell takes an inside pitch for strike two, one ball and two strikes. New pitcher in the ballgame for Rancho Cucamonga, Christian Romero, is a new pitcher for the Quakes. We'll give you his numbers in a moment, as that one's fouled up and out of play by Cornell. Before we get to Romero, let's give you Peter Hubeck's numbers. He goes four complete innings, gave up seven hits, only three earned runs, struck out five batters, and he walked nobody. So Romero, the right-hander, and a swinging bunt here for Juan Cornell went off of his hand, and he quickly goes down. He takes a seat outside of the batter's box, and that one is going to result in a 1-3 ground out, and Cornell is still on the ground grabbing his hand, and what looks like it happened, he went for a check swing, and the ball hit his knuckles and went into play, so it wasn't a foul ball, but a fair ball. But Cornell is visibly in a lot of pain here, and now the athletic trainer Connor Oates is going to make his way out. We have a word with Juan Cornell, and it looks like Juan is having some shouting over to the pitcher's mound, Christian Romero. Now the fans are booing here in Rancho. Never like to see that one. It would look like a fastball. A heater up inside. And making the way back to the dugout is Anderson, or excuse me, Juan Cornell. And now manager D. Garner is going to have a word with the first base umpire Tatum Littleton. So Tatum Littleton is getting to know D. Garner quite a bit in today's game. Second time we've seen him have to go out there and have a word with the first base umpire. But after all that has come to a conclusion, Anderson Rojas to step into the plate. Inside pitch goes in there for a strike. No balls and a strike. Let's get to know Romero a little bit. He's 4-0 on the year with a 3.20 ERA. This is his 10th game of the season. He does have a save on 25.1 innings pitched. And this year he's been able to have a pretty good season so far here. This Rancho team, lots of good pitchers on this Rancho team. This one sits to the right side of the infield. It's going to be scooped up by the second baseman, Jose Azar. Throws down to first in time. And the Rawhide first two batters are sat down in order. And that's going to bring up number 15, Raquelman Cabral, to the plate. So two away on just eight pitches, seven strikes so far, only one ball from Romero. He'll throw from the windup once again, and that one swung and fouled backwards from Cabral. You can say all sorts of things for this newcomer, the newest position player for the Rawhide. He's currently on a five-game hit streak, 3-for-5 so far here in the series, including his second three-hit game of the season so far for Cabral. Takes that one inside for ball one. One ball and one strike. Cabral, just over a week he's been in Visalia. We have not seen him back at Valley Strong yet, as he began at Inland Empire last week. And takes the ball in the dirt for ball two. Two balls and a strike. Talk about the high praises. Batting 367 in a Rawhide uniform so far. One home run, three RBIs. Cabral batting from the left side, right on left matchup. Takes an inside pitch at the belt. Ball three, three balls and a strike. So yesterday, Cabral 3-for-5. A three-hit game, one of two already. Pitch on the way to Cabral. He swings and fouls that one backwards for strike two. And the count will go full, three balls and two strikes. Christian Robinson awaits on deck. Trying to find a way to hand it over here. Two away here in the top of the fifth inning. The windup payoff pitch on the way. Looks like a breaking ball just misses outside. It is a backdoor breaker. Just missed high and outside. And as a result, that's going to bring up number 10, Christian Robinson, to the dish. So a chance to sit down the side in order is taken away. And here comes Christian Robinson to the plate. Batting 272 on the year, two home runs, six RBIs. In his second week of being a Rawhide, he hit a home run back at Lake Elsinore. The pitch misses outside for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Robinson, a top 50 prospect at one point in time for the Diamondbacks organization. Good to see him back after nearly 2 years of absence from pro ball. The delivery on the way, and that one just misses outside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Robinson bats from the right side. A powerful hitter with a .383 slugging percentage so far this season. Staring down Romero is Robinson. The delivery on the way, and that one goes to the upstairs for strike one. Two balls and a strike. So Romero went eight pitches, seven strikes, and then he walked Cabral. Christian Robinson will get ready for the pitch. Batting in a neutral stance. 2-1. Two away, two for two on the day, and that one just misses outside once again for ball three. Three balls and two strikes. Christian Robinson, he finds himself on a little bit of a hit streak. He's currently on a four-game hit streak as of today. He entered the day on three games. So far, he's two for two on two singles, one in the first, one in the third inning. He does have an RBI as well today. A delivery on the way, swing and a miss for Robinson, and a back-to-back full counts are coming up for Romero. And you will expect to see Raquelman Cabral in motion in just a moment. Slight shift out in outfield. Everybody moved about 10 steps to the right, including the center fielder, Kyle Nevin. Payoff pitch on the way. Cabral's in motion. Fouling that one backwards is Christian Robinson. So Robinson will readjust his gear as he gets ready for Cabral to jog back over to first base. As we head to the bottom of the fifth inning, we're going to give you the scores around the California League, as every bottom of the fifth inning always presents us. And getting ready from the stretch here is Romero. Looking for his first strikeout of the day. Payoff pitch on the way, and that one's going to be sent right and out of play into the stands on the right field side. And once again, Christian Robinson will get ready to see another pitch, and this is going to be pitch number 7 of the at-bat. Romero started off Robinson with back-to-back balls and then found a way to fight back, and the last two pitches have been foul balls from Christian Robinson. The right-hander will get ready for the pitch. Payoff pitch. Cabral in motion for the third straight time. Hits the left side of the infield. That one scooped up by Betancourt. Throws across the diamond in time to Dayton Dooney, and the inning will come to a conclusion. No hits, no runs, no errors. One runner left on base. We are halfway through in Rancho. The Quakes are on top big, 8-3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on rawhidebaseball.com. Welcome back to Rancho Cucamonga, where the Quakes lead over the Rawhide 8-3 in Game 3 of the six-game series here on this Friday night. Luis Tejeda on the mound for his first complete inning of work, and the first pitch on the way is a breaking ball. Clips the outside corner for strike number one. Luis Rodriguez will lead things off for the Quakes. And the cleanup hitter for Rancho was the only batter who did not bat in that explosive fourth inning. The left fielder has had himself a pretty good day. 1-for-2, including a 3-run blast in right field earlier. 330 is the right field wall, including the left field dimensions here in Rancho. And the ball probably traveled about 10 feet longer than that. And hits it through the shift on the right side of the infield. A base hit, a leadoff single for Luis Rodriguez. And just like that, he's 2-for-3 on the day. And bringing it up to the plate will be Rendon Cohen, who got all of the action started back in the fourth inning. So Rendon Cohen was the first run to score in that inning, and he hits a line right up the middle, diving as Juan Cornell just out of reach and failing to scoop it up quickly as Rojas. And back-to-back singles here for the Quakes, and there's runners on first and second here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Just getting out of the way of that one was Luis Tejeda. He had to quickly move his head as the ball was on a line. And now stepping up to bat is the catcher, Jorge Puerta. Two singles on the day, 2-for-2. And part of the Quakes' 9-hit performance already in this ball game. The pitch on the way, breaking ball misses outside for a ball. 1-0. The head out working from the left side of the slab as he always does, working from the stretch since the very first batter of this inning. The pitch on the way from Tejeda, and that one's going to be hit right up the middle once again. 3 straight singles for the Quakes, and it's going to be bases loaded here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Nice piece of hitting there by Jorge Puerta. Takes advantage of a hanging fastball, sends it right up the middle of the field. Those are the type of hits that you like to see as a hitting coach. Keep the ball level, put it right in the middle of the field, and that is exactly what Puerta does on that play. And here is Simon Reed to the plate for the Quakes. So bases loaded for Simon Reed, who has reached once in this ball game due to a fielder's choice back in the fourth inning. The pitch on the way, check swing, forced by Tejeda, and the count now goes no balls and a strike. One the count here at Tejeda could use a strikeout right here. 10 pitches, 7 strikes, but 3 of those strikes have been base hits in this inning. Tejeda's breaking ball there, ahead of it is Reed, and the count now goes no balls and 2 strikes. Reed will get ready to dig back in once again. The corners are playing in. That's Cabral at third, Condicello at first. Nobody holding on any of the runners at the moment. The Rawhide will most likely go home if the ball's on the ground. Pitch on the way. That one's going to be lifted into left field. And this one's going to run out of room on the third base side, up and out of play. And the count will remain no balls and 2 strikes. As we have a quick break in the action, let's get you started around the California League, where we'll start off in San Jose, where the Giants lead over the Nuts 4-3. That game's currently in the bottom of the third inning. San Jose had themselves a pretty good bottom of the second inning, where they scored 4 runs against the Nuts. That's California North champions. Pitch on the way, hit to the right side. Conicello throws down to first in time. Throw back over to first, and that one's not going to be in time. So Conicello gets the lead runner at home plate, prevents a run from scoring. And as a result now, the bases will remain loaded, and stepping up to the plate will be Dayton Dooney. So Dooney has also reached safely once in this ball game, 0-1 on the day with a ground out back in the second inning. He grounded out to Raikkonen Cabral. The pitch on the way, and that one's a fastball in the dirt, blocked by David Martin, and the count goes 1-0. We'll continue traveling up north in California, where Stockton leads over Fresno, scores currently 3-0. Warren Ports over the Grizzlies, currently in the bottom of the fourth inning. Tejeda will stare down Dooney and get ready for the upcoming pitch. 1-0, 1 away, the delivery on the way, and that one's a breaker that goes to the top of the batter's box for strike number 1, 1-1. Finally, we'll stay here in the Southern Division here in the California League, where Lake Elsinore Storm are currently tied with Inland Empire 2-2. That game's currently in the top of the third inning. The delivery on the way from Tejeda, and a swung on foul back to the left side. It's a chopper. Missed the left field line, and as a result now 1-2 here for the Quakes hitter. Quakes have a chance to really blow this game open already. Tejeda holds at the belt. The delivery on the way. And a check swing here for Dooney. And he goes around, and that is going to be a strikeout for Luis Tejeda, his first of the ball game. And there's 2 outs, back-to-back outs here for the Quakes. And it's the bottom of the order for Kenneth Betancourt, who already has an RBI in this ball game. So Kenneth Betancourt at the plate with an RBI. It was the first of multiple RBIs in that last inning. The pitch on the way from Tejeda, breaking ball, that one popped up. Going backwards, David Martin will pull off the mask, and it's just going to run out of room about, I don't know, 3 rows up behind home plate. If there was any more room, it looked like David Martin would have gone underneath that one, and the Quakes would have stranded all 3 runners. Instead, the inning will stay alive, and Kenneth Betancourt will get ready to see another pitch. Quakes have 10 hits in this ballgame compared to the Rawhide 7. A high-hitting affair here in this ballgame. The 1-0 pitch on the way. This one's grounded up to the left side. Fernandez will toss that one over to his second baseman, Juan Cornell, and the Rancho Quakes are going to leave the bases loaded. They started off with 3 straight hits to begin the ballgame, but after that couldn't get anything going, couldn't find a way to bring in a run. And as a result, it is 3 runs or three hits, no runs, no errors, with three runners left on base, and the score will stay 8-3 as we've completed five innings of work. We go to the top of the sixth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on rawhidebaseball.com. Welcome back, Rawhide Baseball on rawhidebaseball.com. We move to the top of the sixth inning, where the Rawhide lead over the Quakes here in Rancho Cucamonga, California. It's a Southern Division matchup. First pitch swung on by Christian Sirdahl. A hard throw across the diamond. It's going to be scooped out of the ground by Dayton Dooney. One pitch, one out, and that is pretty efficient. If you're Christian Herrero, you'll take that one. Completed one complete inning. And as a result now, that's going to bring up the catcher, David Martin, to the plate. So David Martin, the only one of three multi-hit batters in this ball game. Anderson Rojas has two doubles. David Martin has a double of his own, along with Christian Robinson. Those are the three batters who have multiple hits in this ball game. The Rawhide still sitting at their three runs. So three guys have accounted for six of the seven Rawhide hits. And he sends this one on a hard hit shot to the right side. Scooped up by Dayton Dooney, and he'll take it himself. And it's an unassisted G3. And as a result, now two-way here in the top of the sixth inning. So here is Gavin Contasello to the plate. For the longest time, Gavin was hovering around that 200 range, especially in the last home series in Visalia. He had reached 200, then he dropped back underneath after going 0-for-4, found himself at 197. And I asked him about it, and he said, I try not to think about it. But, I mean, it's a thing that he's considered, especially since changing up his batting stance, as that one goes in there for a strike, one ball and one strike. He had a really good series at Stockton in the only Rawhide series win this year. One ball, one strike, delivery on the way for Conicello. Heavy hack, unable to catch up to that one. One ball and two strikes. But about mid-May, Gavin decided to make a little bit of a change to his batting stance. A little bit more upright, as you can see now if you've watched our previous broadcasts. Conicello more upright, kind of like a Cody Bellinger stance. A delivery on the way, and he sends that one into left center field. It's got some backspin on it, and it's going back to the wall, and it is going to drop at the warning track. Conicello round first. He's rounding second base. He wants to stretch it into three, and he's got all the speed in the world, and he's going to be there easily. A triple with nobody on base, and with two out, the Rawhide have a runner 90 feet away from home and have a chance to make this a four-run ball game as Jose Fernandez gets ready to dig in. Back in May, that was something that Conicello had been working on, getting some backspin underneath the ball, sending the ball opposite field, and that was textbook. Gavin does it right there, sends it out on the left center field, and really nothing Luis Rodriguez could do except try to play that one off of a hop. played very well, but Conicilla has so much speed and he is able to get there easily. So now a pitch goes high and inside for ball one, one ball and no strikes. Jose Fernandez was 0 for 4 yesterday, and he's grounded out twice to the third base side to Kenneth Betancourt. Staring over at third base is Romero. The delivery on the way, that one clips the top of the corner. One ball and one strike with two away. So Gavin with a small lead over at third. Betancourt not even going to hold on, Conicilla. He could take as big of a lead as he wants. And outside fastball misses in the opposite batter's box for ball two. Two balls and a strike. Jose Fernandez batting 240, two home runs, 20 RBIs. Looking for RBI number 21 if he could bring in Gavin from third base. And shift out in center field, about five steps to the right. Swing and a miss for Jose. He's behind in the count, two balls and two strikes and two away. Christian Romero is sitting at that even 3.0 ERA. Looking for his first strikeout of the day on pitch number 34 of the ballgame. Romero's still looking over at third base, and now he'll steer down Jose Fernandez. The pitch on the way, the delivery, swing and a miss for Fernandez, and he is sat down and throws his bat down in frustration, and the inning will come to a conclusion. So Gavin Conicilla with a triple of his own, but the Rawhide are unable to capitalize. So we go to the bottom of the sixth inning where the Quakes lead over the Rawhide 8-3. Listen to Rawhide Baseball on rawhidebaseball.com. Back in Southern California for game three of the six-game series on a beautiful Friday night in Rancho Cucamonga, California. The Rawhide currently trail against Quakes 8-3 as we head to the bottom of the sixth inning. And we're going to have some scores around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization here in just a few minutes. But leading things off for the Quakes is Jose Izarra. We go to the top of the order for the Quakes. Izarra will take his time getting ready to dig in, and we're ready to go. Luis Tejeda on the mound for his second complete inning. And the first pitch of the inning is on the way, and that one clips the outside corner for strike number one. So Izarra batting for the fourth time today. Flew out back in the first inning, struck out in the second, and then had a double back in the fourth inning. The pitch on the way from Tejeda, and that one goes right down the heart of the plate for strike two. And Izarra finds himself behind the count, no balls and two strikes. Shift in outfield a little bit to the left for the Rawhide defense. Pitch on the way from Tejeda and trying to throw all the velocity in his arm on that pitch. But he throws it in the opposite batter's box, and the only thing David Martin could do was get down to both knees and keep the ball to bounce off of his chest. So the count will now move to one ball and two strikes. Tejeda will shake off the first pitch from Martin and agrees to the second one. The pitch on the way from Luis is sent into left field. This one's dropping quickly. Christian Robinson will dive, and he's unable to make the grab. Scooping that one up is Anderson. Rojas rounding first base is Izarra. He'll hold up there, and it is a leadoff single in another inning where the Quakes have a runner on first on just the first batter. A nice effort there by Christian Robinson. We're used to seeing him out in right field. They move him over to the opposite corner spot out there in left field. Diving, it was just out of reach. And as a result, it's going to bring up Josue De Paula to the plate. So Tejeda will work from the stretch early in the inning as that one goes for a breaking ball to the bottom of the bottom of the strike zone for strike number one. No balls and a strike. Josue De Paula, 2-for-3 on the day with a single back in the first and a single in the fourth. His only out was back in the third with a ground out to second base. He hits this one to the first base side. Stepped on first base. It's Conicello throw down to second, and it's going to hit the back of the calf. Jose Izarra, he's going to slide in safely into second base. So the force out at first base, but now a runner in scoring position for the Quakes. And here comes Kyle Nevin to the plate. So Kyle Nevin, the son of the Los Angeles Angels manager. Speaking of the Angels, we'll get into the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. We'll start off at the major league level first. I'll give you that after this pitch from Kyle Nevin. The first pitch swung on and missed for strike number one, no balls and a strike. So in the Diamondbacks organization, Arizona currently leads over Anaheim 5-0. That game's currently in the bottom of the fifth inning. Stare down over at second base, the pitch on the way, and that one's a breaking ball that just misses inside, fouled backwards for Nevin, and the count will now go no balls and two strikes. We move over to High A, where Hillsborough is currently in the top of the fourth inning. They're taking on Tri-City, where Hillsborough is currently up 4-1 in the top of the fourth inning. Some interesting things going on in Hillsborough. Give you that in just a moment. The pitch on the way to Nevin, and that one misses outside for a ball. One ball and two strikes. So Ivan Melendez, the former Texas Longhorn, has currently hit 15 home runs out in Hillsborough, which is currently tied for the Topps record. It was set last year, and that record was set on Wednesday night. Melendez trying to take that in charge as swinging on a miss for Kyle Nevin. And a tag applied by David Martin. And as a result, now two-way here in the bottom of the sixth inning where the Quakes still in charge of the Rawhide. It's currently 8-3 in the bottom of the sixth. So two outs here as we go to our fourth batter of the inning. It's a cleanup spot, Luis Rodriguez. The only home run hit in this ballgame. Rodriguez with the three-run shot back in the first inning. He also had a single back in the fifth. He's also only been sat down one time, and it was a strikeout pass ball for David Martin. High throw, Cabral dives in there, and it's the tag is applied just in time. And trying to advance on the wild pitch, and the runner is caught over at third base, and the inning will come to a conclusion. So one hit, no runs, no errors, nobody left on base, and the Quakes are on top of the Rawhide 8-3. We head to the top of the seventh with Jill Guerin will take us home. Listen to Rawhide Baseball on rawhidebaseball.com.
Thank you.
Johan Benitez leading it off for the Rawhide. Top of the seventh inning. 8-3 ball game, Quakes lead. Oh-1 count. Here's the pitch. Outside. One-1 to Benitez is fouled off, out of play. New pitcher on the mound in relief for Christian Romero is Ronaldo Yin. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. 1-2 to Benitez is low and in. Being a tall right-handed pitcher, Romero, who's in relief for through two scoreless innings, gave up one hit, walked a batter, and also struck out one. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Benitez strikes out for the first out of the seventh. One away, nobody on. And here's Juan Corniel. In his last at bat, he grounded out to the third baseman, but it looked like he was hit by the pitch on his hand. He did not run. He was in a lot of pain by home plate. By how much pain it looked like he was in, I thought he was going to be taken out of the ball game. Instead, he stayed in defensively, and here he is again at the plate. 0-2 tonight. And the pitch. Fouled off. Out of play. Third base side. Here's the pitch. Lined up the middle through into center field. A base hit for Corniel, his first of the night and the ninth of the day for the Rawhide. First pitch to Rojas is swung on and missed. It's a high fastball that he waved at. And the pitch is a hard ground ball fair down the first base side into the Rawhide bullpen. Benita is rounding third. He's heading for home. The right fielder, DePaula, now picking it up, and the throw to third is not in time. I was waiting for them to call a dead ball. I'm pretty sure it hit a chair in the bullpen. Down in the Rawhide bullpen, and otherwise would have gone all the way into the corner. Instead, DePaula had to change his direction to come and get the ball, but no call was made. And Shoemaker might be out to ask him about that. I mean, I saw it clear as day from here. Unless I'm seeing things again. No, okay, everyone else in the press box agrees with me. That's one of the nice things about coming to Rancho. There's four other people who can tell me if I'm wrong or not. If they do rule it a ground rule double, that means that the run would not score. And now the home plate umpire, so the ball's going to go and ask D what he thought happened. Or if maybe they're just going to say that the chairs have to get moved over or not. And that's what they're going to say. So maybe Shu didn't argue, hey, you had the call wrong, but can you please at least move the chairs out of the way? One down, Rawhide do score a run, 8-4 ball game. Rojas standing on third with a triple. He has two doubles and a triple today. Pitch to Cabral. Line drive, right field side, a fair ball. Rojas scores easily. Cabral rounding first. He's heading for second. DePaula bobbles the ball in right field, and Cabral has a late jump. Now he's going to third. Because of that, it'll be a double and an error on the right fielder. Was unfortunate about that. If Cabral just kept his momentum going, he probably could have made it to third base, even if DePaula fielded the ball cleanly. But he's standing on third, and now two runs have scored in the inning for the Rawhide. 8-5 ball game. That is the first error of the day. The pitch is fouled off into the netting behind the Quakes. No, the Rawhide dugout on the first base side. Robinson is at the plate. Ian sets, and the pitch. Inside, ball one. Ian was just added to the roster yesterday. It's his first Cal League appearance. 1-1, swung on and missed. Ian just 19 years old. He turned 19 in January. 6'4", 190 pounds. In the Complex League, he was 1-0 in 7 appearances. Did not allow a run through 8 innings. In 2022, he pitched in the Dominican Summer League as well as the ACL, combined for a 2.96 ERA and a 3-1 record. He was signed as an international free agent in 2021. Out of the Dominican Republic. 1-2, ground ball to the third baseman. Betancourt bobbles it for a second, recovers the throw to first, still beats Robinson, but Cabral scores. And now just a two-run game, 8-6, Quakes lead. Now Christian Cerda bats on the right side. Cerda's 0-3 today. He's grounded into a double play. He's struck out, and he's grounded out to third. First pitch is high and in, ball one. One out to Cerda. Strike on the outside corner. Brock Jones was warming in the pen for the Rawhide. One, one. Outside ball two. Yeen, glove at the chin. He sets, and time is called. No, a pitch clock violation on Yeen. So it's now a 3-1 count. The pitch, a big swing and miss. Count is full. Full count, two away, nobody on, two-run ball game. Both teams have 11 hits, though. Here's the pitch. Big swing and miss, strike three. Cerda strikes out to end the inning, but the Rawhide score three runs. They trail 8-6. It is stretch time at Lone Mart Field, and Brock Jones will be the new pitcher on the mound. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye, bugs. Brock Jones on the mound, Rawhide trail 8-6. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Luis Rodriguez due up for the Quakes. After him, Ryan Doncon and Jorge Puerta. Rodriguez is 2-for-3 today with a 3-run blast, and he's singled today. Brock Jones is the new pitcher on the mound. He's in relief for Luis Tejeda. Third pitcher of the evening. First pitch, a breaking ball in there for a strike. Jones was originally part of the starting rotation for the Rawhide this season, but he's since transitioned to the bullpen. The pitch is swung on. Ground ball to the third baseman. Cabral has it on two hops. Throw to first, a little low, but one down. Randon Cohn now comes to the plate. Tejeda threw 2 2/3 scoreless innings, giving up 4 hits. Here's the pitch. It's a little low, ball 1. Did not walk anyone, and Tejeda did strike out 2 batters. One oh. Outside, ball 2. Line drive through into left field, rolls all the way into the corner. Doncon cruises into second, his 15th double of the year, extra base hit for the Quakes. Quakes lead 8-6 in the bottom of the 7th inning. Jorge Puerta steps to the plate. Brock Jones, southpaw, drafted out of high school in Washington State. Jones is 0-4 this year, an 8.49 ERA. This is just his 4th time pitching out of the bullpen, 12th overall appearance. He's thrown 35 innings for the Hyde, striking out 29 while walking 25. Opponents are batting .281 against him this season. Runner in scoring position for Jorge Puerta. Jones, glove set at the chest. He's checking the runner on second. Now delivers. First pitch is swung on and missed. Looking at the scores in the Cal League, Modesto leads San Jose 5-4 in the 5th inning. Stockton leads Fresno 4-1 in the 7th. And Inland leads Lake Elsinore 3-2 in the 4th. 0-1 is low. One fouled off over the press box. Puerta has reached base 3 times today, all singles, 2 to left, 1 to center, but he has not scored yet. He's been left on the bases 3 times today. 1-2. Fouled off. One, two is low in the dirt. Infield shading to the left. Outfield is very shallow against Puerta. Two balls, two strikes, one down. Jones checks the runner again. And the pitch. Tries to check his swing. He does go around according to the home plate umpire, David Sabal. Strike three. That strikeout brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill and Crust, we trust. That was strikeout number seven of the day for Jones. Not for Jones. First strikeout for Jones, seventh of the day for the Rawhide pitching staff. Simon Reed, the designated hitter, is batting from the left. He takes a strike on the inside corner. Left versus left matchup. Pitch is low. One. Line drive to deep center field. Rojas going back. He twists around and he makes the catch somehow, going back. His right shoulder back. Halfway through, he realized he needed to spin around. He did so successfully and still came up with the ball. That was electric. That Rawhide electric play of the game, brought to you by Geiger Electric. Rawhide still trailed by two. We're going into the eighth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes DRD Pro, wins 5-2-23.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime, ends 5-2-23.
Kellen Bautista, the new pitcher on the mound for the Quakes, calls the bullpen, brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. Pitch to Martin, misses outside, ball one. Martin today has doubled, singled, and grounded out to first. Bautista's in relief for Yin, who just made his Cal League debut. The pitch, a strike on the outside corner. Yin, through just one inning, gave up three hits, three runs, two of them earned. Did not walk anyone while striking out two. 1-1, outside. Southpaw delivers, it's fouled off, third base side. Bautista, 5'11". Roster says he's 155 pounds, probably a little bit more than that, maybe 170. Dodgers acquired him in a trade in 2021 with the Texas Rangers. Originally from the Dominican Republic, the pitch misses low. Last year, he did play for the Quakes. Bautista's 2-0, a 5.27 ERA. 23rd appearance out of the pen for Rancho. 3-2. Popped up. Third base side of the infield. The shortstop, Don Cone, calls for it. About 5 feet on the outfield grass. One away. Gavin Condicello will come to the plate. He did triple in his last at-bat, but was stranded at third. Prior to that, he struck out and flied out to right field. Infield shading slightly to the right and the pitch. Low, ball one. Another left versus left matchup. Bautista this season has thrown 27 innings, striking out 32, walking 22. 1-0. Strike on the outside corner. Opponents are batting 294 against Bautista this year. One one, low. Two balls, one strike, one away. The pitch to Condicello is a strike on the outside corner. And Condicello calls for time with two strikes. Last time that Bautista threw, it was on June 23rd against the Storm. Threw an inning of relief, giving up one hit, no runs, no walks, struck out a batter. The pitch is low. Bautista's faced the Rawhide three times this season. One of the appearances out of the pen, he did earn the win. That was back in April. 3-2. Foul tipped into the glove of the catcher, Puerta. He holds on to it for strike three. Two away, nobody on for Jose Fernandez. The last time that he faced the Rawhide, he threw an inning and a third, giving up three runs off of three hits, walked one, struck out one. And then in that same week, just 3 days prior to that, he gave up four runs off of one hit to the Rawhide after walking five. First pitch, Fernandez misses high, ball one. So far, Bautista, I know he's only faced two batters, but much better than the last time that he saw the Hyde. Pitch to Fernandez is a strike at the belt. Fernandez 0 for 3 today, two ground outs to third, and he has struck out swinging. One one, low. Bautista is the fourth pitcher of the day for the Quakes. Rawhide have used three so far. Jones, the third pitcher, and no one is warming in the pen for the Rawhide. 2-1. Popped up, first base side, foul territory. The right fielder, DePaula, gives chase, but it reaches the stands. Bautista, 23 years old. He was signed as a free agent by the Rangers in 2017, and like I mentioned, he was traded to the Dodgers in 2021. 2-2, inside ball three. By the way, the trade was for Dennis Santana, the right-handed pitcher. Pitch is low and in. Ball four. Fernandez draws a two-out walk. Rawhide of a base runner in the eighth inning. Johan Benitez bats from the right side against the left-handed pitcher. Top of the eighth inning. Rawhide trailed by two. It's an 8-6 ball game. A lot of hits today. The Quakes have 12. Rawhide have 11. Quakes have committed an error. Rawhide have not. One of those errors did cause a run to score. Pitch to Benitez, low and out, ball one. Fernandez, I'd consider him more than just a decent base runner. Borderline fast, but he does not steal a lot of bases. He's only had one attempt, and he was caught. Pickoff attempt at first. He's back safely standing up. Benitez 1-for-3 today. He has driven in a run. Bautista delivers. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Wind still blowing out to right like it has the whole game. It'll be like that this whole series. 1-1, misses out. Infield shading to the left, outfield to the right. 2 hours and 10 minutes into this ball game. First pitch is at 6:35. It is now 8:45 local time in Rancho Cucamonga. Southpaw delivers. Swing and a miss. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Benitez called for time. He's now ready in the right-handed batter's box. Glove at the belt. Bautista checks Fernandez. Now delivers. Low in the dirt, ball three. Fernandez thought about going, but Puerta blocked it really well, although I think it hit his right hand. He's shaking it off now. Puerta's had a rough go behind the plate today. Only one pass ball, but there have been a few wild pitches where he was so close to blocking them. And in fact, I would say that he did stop them. They would just go maybe a few feet to the right, a few feet to the left, or be right by his feet. He doesn't know where they are, and the Rawhide base runners took advantage of that today. So it's not that he's been doing poorly behind the plate, just so close to being really good today. Payoff pitch, runner takes off, ball four, back-to-back walks. Given up by Bautista, there are two outs, runners on first and second, and here is Juan Corniel. Corniel, another switch hitter for the Rawhide, he'll bat from the right side. And now the pitching coach for the Quakes out to have a conversation. Take a moment to go through the scores in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. In the Dominican Summer League, the red team fell to the Padres 9-3, while the black team fell to the Chicago White Sox 6-3. In the Arizona Complex League, only the red team is playing, and they're doing a night game, 8-4 ball game. They lead the Giants. In Hillsboro, they lead 6-1 in the fifth inning against Tri-Cities. Amarillo is still playing right now. They're in the bottom of the 13th inning, 7-6 ball game. Pretty sure they're 2 hours ahead from here, right? So they're playing at almost 11 o'clock at night. Sounds terrible. All right, we're ready for the first pitch to Corniel. The pitch is low, ball one. And finishing off the Diamondbacks org scores, Reno is leading Sacramento 5-3 in the sixth inning. One oh count, Bautista steps off. And one more update in the D-backs org. The Major League team they're leading the Angels 5-1 in the seventh inning. 1-0. Swung on, it's tapped foul. 1-1 count. It's a tapper right in front of the plate, but the catcher, Puerta, picked it up in foul territory, so 1-1. Runner on second is Fernandez. On first, Benitez. They both walked. Benitez represents the tying run in an 8-6 ball game, top of the eighth inning. The pitch. Big swing and miss. Count is 1-2. Bautista, strike away from getting out of it. Here's the pitch. Inside, 2-2. Cornell has singled today. There is movement in the pen for the Quakes. The righty's throwing. The pitch is high. Ball three, full count, two down. Runners are going to be off on the pitch. If Corniel can put it in the gap or down the line, Benitez should be able to score from first base. He runs well, especially with him going on the pitch. Here's a 3-2. Swung on and missed, strike three. Corniel strikes out to end the eighth inning. Rawhide still trail by two as we go into the bottom of the eighth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron. When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron. Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Brock Jones on the mound for his second inning of work. Southpaw is facing Dayton Dooney. Dooney swings the first pitch. It's a high fly ball right side. Bautista gives chase, and it's just out of reach. Went all the way into the bullpen, but still reached the grandstands. Dooney today has grounded out to third, walked, and he struck out. One strike at the knees. Jones did give up a double in the seventh inning. Other than that, he retired everyone else he faced. The pitch is swung on, slow ground ball to the shortstop Fernandez. Two down. Here's Kenneth Betancourt batting from the right side. One down, nobody on. Rawhide trail by two in the bottom of the eighth inning. Jones, 22 years old. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball and misses high. According to his MLB player page, he was born in Newport Beach, California, but graduated from high school in Washington State. 1-0. outside, drafted by the Diamondbacks out of high school in the 16th round of 2019. Joined the Rawhide late last year in August after getting over Tommy John surgery. 2-0, outside ball three. Now, one thing about player pages, sometimes they're a little wrong. Usually it's the height and weight that can be off, especially the guys who are assigned at 16 and they're still growing. But sometimes they also have the high schools wrong. Sometimes it's the city that they're born in wrong as well. The pitch misses high, ball four. Bancourt reaches on a four-pitch walk given up by Jones. So what I've been told is wrong with Jones's player page. Under his high school, it says West from Chalice, Washington. Now, I've been told, I believe by someone who's a graduate from his high school, they called the Rawhide to let us know what was incorrect. We've been able to change it on our roster. The pitch is low, ball one, but I just don't have the ability to change it on the MILB page. I don't work for minor league baseball. So it's not West High, it's WF West. So that's the correct name of the high school that he graduated from. 1-0. Pitch misses outside, ball two. That's six balls in a row thrown by Jones now. Jose Azar is batting from the right side. He has doubled and singled, driven in two runs for the Quakes this evening. 8-6 ball game. Rancho leads. 2-0, breaking ball outside. Outside ball four. Two back-to-back walks on four pitches. And Gutierrez trots down to the bullpen to start warming someone up. Runners are on first and second, one down, and it's Josue De Paula. Comes to the plate. First, Tyler Mark, the pitching coach, will come and have a conversation on the mound with Jones. Every Rawhide Mound visit this season is presented by the Shawn team. They are a full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and the Central Coast with heart. The Shawn team, where community matters. Rawhide did score first today. It was a 1-0 ball game in the first, then a three-run blast hit by Luis Rodriguez made it 3-1. Rawhide chipped away at that lead. In the third, they scored a run, and in the fourth, they tied it up 3-3, but that tie was not long-lived. It was in the bottom of the fourth inning that the Quakes scored five runs. In the bottom of the fourth inning, they sent eight batters to the plate to score their five runs off of four hits. That was the last time that the Quakes scored. Rawhide did pick up three runs in the top of the seventh inning off of three hits and an error. They still trailed by two. And we're ready for DePaula, who's batting from the left side. He takes a ball out at his nine balls thrown in a row by Jones. One oh. Popped up in the infield, right side. Condicello, the first baseman, gives chase, and he makes the catch right on the foul line. Two down. Runners stay where they are. Runners on first and second, two away for Nevin. Jones delivers as a breaking ball in the outside part of the plate. Series is tied up 1-1. Yesterday, the Rawhide defeated the Quakes to snap a four-game losing streak. Both runners took off. They're both safe. It was a delayed steal. I took my eyes off the field for a split second to check on my screen. All of a sudden, I look up and both runners are taking off, so it was a delayed steal. Two runners in scoring position now. The pitch is low in the dirt, but he can't hold up. So an 0-2 count, two down. That might be my first delayed steal I've seen this season. O2 popped up right field. Benitez is going back, still going back, but he makes the catch in front of the warning track to end the inning. The Quakes do strand two runners, but we're going into the ninth. The Rawhide need to score at least two to extend this ball game. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro, wins 5-2-23.
Anderson Rojas at the plate for the Rawhide. He's batting from the left side. Top of the ninth inning. Rawhide trail by two. They need at least two to extend this game. And the pitch is grounded down the third base side. Betancourt can't get to it. A fair ball into shallow left field. Rojas heading for third, and he makes it safely. A four-hit day for Rojas. Three doubles and a triple. Requelman Cabral is batting from the left side. Runner in scoring position. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Pitch to Cabral. Low and in. Cabral today, he has driven in a run. He's also doubled. One, swung on and missed. Webb in relief for Bautista. He's now the fifth pitcher of the day for the Quakes. And time is called by Cabral. Wepf is 1-2 this season, a 2.51 ERA. It's his 22nd appearance out of the pen. 1-2. Deep fly ball, left center field. Center fielder Nevin goes over, makes the catch. Rojas will tag. Here's the throw to third. Oh, they got him. Great throw from Kyle Nevin. Basically puts a dagger in the Rawhide. They trail by two with two outs and nobody on. So a double play. Wepf has thrown 33 innings for the Quakes. Striking out 57 and walking 8. And Christian Robinson is at the plate. That'll be a pitch clock violation on Wepf, though, so it's a 1-0 count already for Robinson. We're exactly 2.5 hours into this ball game. The pitch. There's a strike at the letters. 1-1 count. One-one, high and in, ball two. Rawhide down to their final out. And the pitch. Big swing and miss. Now down to their final strike. Two balls, two strikes, and two away. Rawhide trailed by two in the top of the ninth inning. The pitch is called strike three. Robinson wasn't ready at the plate. He lets one go by, strike three. That pitch ends the inning and ends the game. The Rawhide fall to the Quakes by a score of 8-6. Both teams did have 12 hits. Quakes committed an error, the Rawhide did not. The Quakes now lead. The Quakes now lead the series 2-1. Tomorrow, game four will be at 6:30 p.m. It'll be Joey Gonzalez on the call for the whole game tomorrow. But stay right here. We're going to give you a post-game show and tell you what to look forward to for tomorrow. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
8-6, the final score at Lone Mart Field. The Quakes take game three of the series and now lead the series 2-1 tomorrow. Rawhide will try to tie it up. Let's go through tonight's ball game. Peter Hubeck was the starting pitcher for the Quakes. He did give up 3 runs off of 7 hits in 4 innings. In fact, the Rawhide did score first. It was a double to start off the game by Rojas. Then he moved over to third on a wild pitch, and Cabral drove him in when he grounded out to first. 1-0 ball game. But Encarnacion, the starting pitcher for the Rawhide, he gave up a 3-run blast in the first inning with 1 out. DePaula singled. Nevin walked, and then Rodriguez had the 3-run blast. It was his first home run of the season, making it a 3-1 ball game. Rawhide would battle back in the third inning. They picked up a run thanks to an RBI single from Christian Robinson. picked up another run thanks to Johan Benitez's RBI single. That was in the fourth inning, tying up the ball game 3-3. But again, that lead did not, or rather the tie ball game did not last very long. Five runs would score for the Quakes in the bottom of the fourth inning. It was when Encarnacion was on the mound. Five runs off of four hits. He also hit a batter and walked one batter. Encarnacion is the losing pitcher, giving up the eight runs off of seven hits in 3 1/3 innings. It is the second time that he's been handed a loss this season. So it was an 8-3 ball game. Rawhide would not answer back until the seventh inning. Three runs, two of them earned, were scored. RBI triple by Rojas and an RBI double by Cabral. Then Robinson also picked up an RBI with the ground out. Three runs scored. That point is an 8-6 ball game. Rawhide had their opportunities to tie up the game in the eighth inning. Back-to-back two-out walks put runners on first and second. But then Corniel struck out swinging. And then here in the ninth inning, Rojas doubled to start off the inning. Felt like some momentum was coming to the Rawhide side. But then Cabral hit a deep fly ball to left center field, and Kyle Nevin threw a perfect throw to third base to get Rojas out at third. And that basically took all of the wind out of the sails for the Rawhide. And Robinson ends up striking out, looking on a pitch that it looked like he was not ready for. In fact, he was arguing with the home plate umpire very briefly, thinking that maybe it was quick pitched or something. But it was strike three, and that did end the ball game. 8-6, the final score here at Lone Mart Field. Winning pitcher for the Quakes is Christian Romero. He threw two scoreless innings of relief, giving up one hit, walked a batter, and struck out one. That is his fifth win of the season. Again, Encarnacion threw 3 1/3 innings, eight runs, seven hits, two walks, struck out four for his second loss of the season. Lucas Webb picked up the win. He threw the ninth inning, did give up a hit, but no runs, no walks, and he struck out a batter. Tonight's announced attendance, 2,516, 2,516 for tonight's attendance. The game took 2 hours and 31 minutes. Expected starter tomorrow for the Rawhide is Jose Cabrera, right-handed pitcher from the Dominican Republic. And for the Quakes, it'll be the right-handed pitcher, Peyton Martin. Again, tomorrow is 6:30 start here at Lone Mart Field. It'll be Joey Gonzalez on the broadcast tomorrow. Again, first pitch at 6:30. We hope you will join us then. Thank you so much for listening to tonight's broadcast. One final time, Quakes, 8 runs, 12 hits, 1 error. Rawhide, 6 runs, 12 hits, no errors. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us, and enjoy the rest of your Friday evening.